We're visiting with Steve Schneble, Senior Research Manager for Soybeans at DuPont Pioneer. Steve, let's talk about 2012. We all know about the hot and dry conditions that Iowa experienced, the whole Midwest experienced this year. And soybeans, let's talk about how they handled the drought this year from your point of view.
Correct, Ken. I mean, 2012 was, I guess, a season of historic proportions, I guess, as we think about droughts in the past. And I think this is going to be one that will go on the record books that we'll talk about for many years. But that being said, it was we did have some pretty good soybean yields out there across the Corn Belt. We were fortunate enough that with the genetics that we have out there today, with the yield stability that we've bred into the product, they were able to hang on out to till we caught some of those rains, and we were hearing about some pretty good yields on some of our customers' fields this year.
Yeah, we heard those reports too. Those late rains, guys kind of wondered what they would do for the beans. They didn't seem to be filling out very well, and they did indeed go ahead and finish out pretty well, apparently.
Yep. And I guess the year was another good example of, I mean, making sure you do protect that crop all the way to the end. We did have quite a bit of spider mite activity out there this year, which we hadn't seen since probably 1988. And those growers that actually treated their fields for spider mites, actually, that was a good move for those guys. They really did yield quite well in those fields that were treated for spider mites.
What else did we see this year that maybe you weren't expecting?
Well, I think as you look at some growers' fields, I mean, we do have some growers that typically have not had a history of soybean cyst nematode problems on their farm, and so they've typically have purchased non-cyst nematode varieties. And what they probably did see this year with some of those products is they might have saw a little bit lower yields than what they were expecting, and what they may be seeing out there is actually some soybean cyst nematode activity starting to take place on their farm. So they're probably prudent to go out and do some soil sampling to see if they may need to be looking at cyst nematode resistant products in the future for their acres.
Now, from a researcher standpoint, I mean, are you always looking at the SCN resistance? Or?
Absolutely. That's probably one of the base traits that we have in a majority of the genetics that we sell across the Corn Belt. We all know that soybean cyst nematode has spread dramatically over the last 20 years. And there aren't too many acres that are unaffected at this point in time, particularly in Iowa, parts of Minnesota, and as particularly as we go east. And so most of our products have what we call the 88788 source of soybean cyst nematode resistance, but we are also bringing second alternative modes of resistance through the Peking source as well. And most of those products have been in our early maturities, but we're broadening that out into wider maturities. So that way, if our growers are starting to see some different race shifts on their farms, we have alternative sources of soybean cyst nematode resistance to bring to their farm.
Well, along that line, then, what do you think they ought to be considering for 2013? Then,
well, 2013, I guess I would be planning for the more typical year. Hopefully, we won't see another year like this one for another 20 or 30 years. So they really need to be thinking about what's performed well on their farm historically in the last 3 to 4 years. So really look at that multi-year data that they've in the varieties that have worked well on their farms. The other thing they need to also keep in their mind is, while it's been a couple years since we've had a broad expanse of either white mold pressure or sudden death syndrome, and we know that's out there just waiting for the right conditions. So again, focus on that trait package that's worked well on their farm and those varieties that have worked well historically.
So again, as you said, plan for a normal year, even though we don't know what's coming down the road.
That's the best we can do at this point in time. I think the best we try to predict the weather, we just have to plan for normal, and that's what we plan for maximum yield, and that's what we make our plans for. We're just pretty excited about the product offerings that we bring to our customers that has that great yield stability, and of course we're right in the midst of our new advancement season this year, so our customers can look forward to new products being introduced for 2013.